does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it all.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Coming up, more basketball. More basketball. Lots of basketball. But first, scoreboard update with the man himself, James Adams.
Thank you, Coach. We have still a lot of basketball scores to get to, so jumping right into the boys' basketball scores. In the Banks of Wabash tournament, South Vermilion, they took on Riverton Park. They won 59-33. Meanwhile, Park Heritage beat North Vermilion 64-29. In the Cass County Invitational, Caston beat Pioneer 52-36.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Lewis Cass beat Logansport 52-35. In the Lafayette tournament, McCutcheon beat Twin Lakes 56-31. Lafayette Jeff over Lafayette Central Catholic 45-38. Benton Central, they beat Rensselaer Central 57-55 in overtime. And Harrison West Lafayette, well, they beat West Lafayette 60-53. Looking at some more girls basketball scores, we have Shaw Memorial. They beat Southwestern Hanover 63-61. Southport beat Bloomington North 67-57. Sullivan over Northview 58-42.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app. At participating McDonald's.
Tell City over South Central Elizabeth 60-23. Triton Central 61. Waldron 25. Vincennes Lincoln, they beat Salem 58-34. Warren Central over Carmel 79-64.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app. At participating McDonald's.
Warsaw beat Ben Davis 60-50. Washington Township 69, Boone Grove 18. Western Boone beat Tri-West 76-75 in triple overtime, while Whiteland, they beat Plainfield 53-38. The Indiana Pacers are struggling right now against the Utah Jazz. They are down by 21 points with about a minute left in the third. Jazz 101, Pacers 79. Not looking too good for the blue and gold. If they're going to mount a comeback, they need to start here soon. Statistical leaders for the Pacers, Miles Turner has 18 points, Jalen Smith 12, Tyrese Halliburton 14 off the bench, Benedict Mathurin has 10 points. Meanwhile, in the Pac-12 championship game, number 4 USC is down by 10 points to number 11 Utah, 17-27. We are in the fourth quarter, just about 10 seconds off the clock in that. That is one to keep an eye on, an upset by Utah. That could throw a wrench in the college football playoffs. Speaking of big college football games, tomorrow the Big Ten championship game between Purdue and Michigan here in Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium at 8 o'clock. Purdue head coach Jeff Brohm spoke on his team's preparation before the big game.
You know, the turnaround is so quick. It's not like a bowl game where you spend a whole lot of time preparing. You've got to get right back to the next opponent, and that's Michigan, and you know, cram in as much as you can to make sure you have enough bullets in the holster. But our guys, I think, have been able to compete the last 3 weeks. We've made some improvements. This, of course, will be a huge test against a very talented team, so we're going to have to really take that to another level. But you always want to measure yourself against the best, and I get that opportunity on Saturday.
Brohm also spoke about the challenge of playing under the lights at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Well, we'll all be more comfortable not standing in the cold and the wind. But, yes, anytime the elements are good, it makes for a level playing field for everybody. So they have a really good quarterback who's dynamic, and they made a bunch of big throws in their game. I'm sure it'll help them. And hopefully it'll help us, you know, be as precise as we can. You know, these guys cover well. They get to the quarterback fast. They do a lot of really good things on third down. So we'll have our hands full, but yes, we're looking forward to playing in a great venue like Lucas Oil.
On Sunday, the Indianapolis Colts are taking on the Dallas Cowboys at 8:20. That's a primetime game on NBC. The Colts are underdogs in this game. Interim head coach Jeff Saturday spoke to the media and said he isn't concerned about draft picks right now.
No, absolutely not. You know, from the guys in this room, you and myself included, I know my name's getting attached to wins and losses. So whatever happens, that ain't my business, right? You know, I'm about W's and L's, and I want to be the best head coach I can be. And so
I'll have more scores for you in the next update for Network Indiana. I'm James Adams.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. High school basketball tonight, Plainfield. 53-50 winners over Whiteland in a Mid-States Conference matchup. Plainfield's Andy Weaver joins me. Coach, thanks for the call. Hail to the varsity. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
You do know, I've told you this story, the first song our daughter ever learned how to sing was not some childhood story. It was Hail to the Varsity. We taught her that. That is awesome. It's a true story. My wife and I are both proud Quakers. And so Steph, who went to Franklin Community High School, could sing the Plainfield fight song. That was one of the first things she could sing. So tell me about this year's group. You get a great win tonight against a good Whiteland team.
Yeah, it was a great win for us on the road at Whiteland. And, you know, they're a very good basketball team. And we found ourselves down 18-12 after one. We're down 34-30 at halftime. So we're down four. But our guys just played tough in the second half. You know, we outscored them 23-16 in the second half. Game got a little bit slower, and it came down to the wire. we had the last possession, and we were 1-for-10 from three tonight. But at 50 all, we try to get into a set. It kind of gets broken up, and Whiteland takes away the options. And we end up with the ball passed to Colin Schmidt, a 6'7" junior for us, and he took a 3-pointer on the left wing and made it with just a little over a second to go to get us the win.
Just like you draw it up on the board. All right, who stands out in your mind tonight for your guys?
Well, I think what stands out for us was, you know, Whiteland, you know, they're two top scorers. McLaughlin and Willoughby are just guys who can score at all three levels, inside, mid-range, and behind the arc, and they can attack the basket. And we took four charges tonight. And I think that really, really swung the momentum our way in the second half. And Cameron Young, the senior for us, he took three charges. And then Colin Schmidt, who had the game-winning three, took the other charge. You know, Colin Schmidt ended up with 15 points tonight, and Garrett Irwin, a senior guard for us, ended up with 13, and Caden Vanderbush, a junior, 6'5", had 8 points for us. So those are some things, you know, that kind of stood out for us tonight.
Well, the Vanderbush family, well represented. We know Randy. Randy's a longtime friend of my daughter's from high school. What a great family. Love them. Love to see that happen. All right, so who's up next for you guys?
Well, we play Carmel tomorrow night at home. So,
Right. Oh, they're coming. I talked to Ryan Osborne. I told him to, when he walked down the hall and saw my my plaque up there for the Hall of Fame, to be nice and not deface it. You know, show a little respect when he gets in there. So,
yeah. So obviously, it's a tremendous challenge for us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we just feel like with our group, we need some challenges, and it's paid off a couple years ago, you know, because of when we were going through COVID and lost games, we added some teams we really felt helped prepare us for down the road. And so, obviously, that's what we get tomorrow night in Carmel.
Well, it's a great test. I like how you do it. Congratulate you on the win tonight. Andy Weaver from Plainfield. Plainfield beating Whiteland 53-50. Good luck tomorrow night, Andy. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome. J.R. Howell joins me from Zionsville, one of the best games around the state. Zionsville beats number 12 Westfield 43-40 in overtime. J.R., thank you so much for the call, and congratulations on an exciting win tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. It was a great win for us, and with a good crowd, and just a good classic HEC battle over at Zionsville tonight.
You know what? I guess you could start out with something a little easier than playing these guys. But quite frankly, you know, if you're going to be a good basketball team, you got to meet a challenge like this, and your kids did.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we started the season off, you know, playing at Carmel, then playing Ben Davis, and then now Westfield tonight. And, you know, it's three game stretch there. You know, just having to be tough and grind it out games. And, you know, tonight was just a battle. I mean, I don't think either team got up more than 4 points. It was just back and forth the whole game. And, you know, we were just able to make some key defensive stops late. And, you know, we hit a shot at the end to pull it off. So,
JR, I need you to hang on through this scoreboard update, okay? Can you do that?
Absolutely.
All right, I want to talk more about this game. Zionsville in overtime beats Westfield 43-40. We'll come back, talk about that. Plus, we'll talk about the North and South Putnam matchup with Kurt Darling. That's all coming up on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
With this scoreboard update, I'm James Adams. Let's jump right back into the basketball scores. On the boys' side of things, Elkhart Christian, they beat Hamilton 46-22. Evansville Bossy beat Boonville 68-58. Evansville Central 44, Terre Haute North 30, Evansville Memorial 40, Gibson Southern 38, and Evansville Wright 62, Vincennes Lincoln 60. Moving on down, we've got Indian Creek over Owen Valley 72-39, Indianapolis Cathedral 74, Brebeuf Jesuit 45. Indianapolis Cecina beat Park Tudor 58-55, Indianapolis Washington beat Irvington Prep Academy 59-9. Looking over at the girls' basketball side of things, Chesterton, they beat Michigan City 69-34. Clinton Prairie over Sheridan 54-32. Crown Point 55, Portage 39. Danville 75, Purdue Poly Inglewood 39. And Eastbrook 60, Mississinewa 42. In college football in the Pac-12 championship game, Utah is now up 10 over USC with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 34-24. That is a potential upset brewing. Meanwhile, for the blue and gold in NBA action tonight against the Utah Jazz, it is not going well. Utah 111, Indianapolis 91. I will have more scores for you in the next scoreboard update. For Network Indiana, I'm James Adams.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Before the scoreboard update, we were talking with J.R. Howell, the head coach at Zionsville. Zionsville is number 22 in the 4A poll. They beat number 12 Westfield 43-40 in a tremendous matchup. This game going to overtime. I just, for the one of those games, biggest lead anybody gets is 4 points. It's kind of, here I am sitting in a studio, but it sounds like a sectional championship matchup, did it not?
Yeah, I mean, you know, playing against Westfield and being a conference opponent, I mean, we both know each other really well.
Right.
And it was just a battle. I mean, the crowd was great for both sides. Westfield brought a great student section. We had a great student section, and I mean, it was just a dogfight. I mean, a lot of defensive stops. Not a great shooting night by either team, but you know, it was just a tough game to win, and you had to make some plays.
You had to make plays.
Yep.
I like that. So, regulation. Anybody have a chance to win in regulation?
Yeah, they had the possession, and we were able to get a big stop. You know, I think they had the ball for the last 30 seconds or so of regulation. They took the ball out of bounds underneath with about 2 seconds, and they missed a shot, and able to kind of run the clock out there. But, you know, for us to be able to get a stop, you know, playing defense for a minute, the ball goes out of bounds.
Right, right.
You know, it could have been ours. And it was just a tough defensive play for us, and we did a great job executing.
All right, so overtime, tell me how you win this. Do you hit one at the horn, or how do you win it?
Yeah, I'm going to set it up for you because we were down two with 17 seconds to go, and one of our sophomore players went to the free throw line for a 1-1. And, you know, I'll give him credit. His name's Drew Snively, and he drained both free throws to tie it. And then we were able to get a stop with 17 seconds, and we had a 1.6 left on the clock and had to go full length of the floor, and, we were able to kind of got a little lucky on the timing of jump, but Logan Imes was able to get it and knocked it from about the volleyball line, banked it in at the buzzer. So it was an awesome atmosphere. It was a great way to win.
Man, oh man, that is a fantastic way to win. I wasn't there, but I'm excited for you. All right, when do you play again?
We have a quick turnaround. Play tomorrow at 1:15 in the sneakers for Santa. Showcase over in Brownsburg.
Right, right.
We get Gary 21st. So be a good game for us to play and kind of see how we can bounce back after a quick turnaround.
Well, tonight, Zionsville prevails in overtime, 43-40 over Westfield. J.R. Howe. Thanks, J.R. Good luck tomorrow. Thanks very much.
Right. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Kurt Darling joins me, talking some North Putnam, South Putnam. Hello, Kurt.
Hey there, Coach. How you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thank you for holding. Who are you working for tonight?
ISC Sports Network, like most nights. So good to have
I had Rake on. I said,
work,
yeah.
So.
I said you guys are the acknowledged leaders in our state, and you guys are all over the place. So you have a big matchup. You're in Putnam County, right? You got North Putnam and South Putnam. It doesn't matter what they're playing. This is a big deal, is it not?
Well, not only big deal once, but twice, actually, Coach. It was a doubleheader tonight. The girls' teams from both schools playing each other in the first game, and then the boys following it up in the second game. So we got a 2-for-1 package in this one. But it was certainly a competitive game on the girls' side at the outset, actually. In fact, actually, North Putnam was probably the favorite coming into this game. After all, they were 7-2 on the year coming into tonight. So it was definitely a highly anticipated conference game for them. But actually, South Putnam actually came out ahead early. They led at halftime 22-21. They were ahead as many as 10 points before North Putnam was able to bounce back a little bit. But in the second half, though, after they had both teams had really committed a lot of turnovers in the first half, they both kind of reeled it back in a little bit. And that's when North Putnam really started to pour it on, especially from behind the arc, actually. They made 6 3-pointers in the second half, 3 of them coming from Addy Osberg, who came off the bench for North Putnam tonight to lead with 14 points. North Putnam would end up having 3 players in double-figure scoring tonight, and they end up winning that game 54-44. So only the 14th time that they've actually been able to beat South Putnam in the last 20 years. Since
really?
These teams have met each other twice a year in the last 20 years or so. So it's always been a really competitive matchup amongst the girls.
Well, it sounds like it continued that great tradition. So take me through the boys' matchup. Who wins this one?
Well, North Putnam barely scrapes this one out, so they get the sweep tonight in the doubleheader. But it was a much closer, and quite frankly, Coach, it just seemed like these two teams were just taking a metal axe and trying to crack a metal stump in this whole game. They both were very, very rusty coming into this first half because they had both come off a 10-day layoff. They played their first game 10 days ago and coming into their second game. So both teams really committed a lot of turnovers like the girls did in the first half. But North Putnam leads at halftime 17-15. That just goes to show you how low of a scoring game it was at the outset. But one of the big things in the first half, Coach, was the fact that Drew Hill for South Putnam, he had 3 fouls. Now, Drew Hill is arguably their best player for South Putnam. Well, he ends up pouring on 22 points in the second half for South Putnam, really making it a really big, tough game. But North Putnam really battled back. Brayden Manette had a really good game, as well as Nolan Hackelman. They both were solid from behind the arc. Brayden Manette was able to hit a huge three-pointer with just about a minute left to go in the game that put North Putnam up, and that would end up being the game-winning shot for Brayden Manette. So he finishes with 13 points tonight to lead it for North Putnam. So North Putnam, they get the Putnam County bucket as these two teams play for, and so it moves to in the north side of the county for the first time since last year. So a good win for North Putnam tonight, and they move to 8-2 on the year.
Kurt Darling from the ISC Network on the call of the boy-girl doubleheader, North Putnam, South Putnam. Kurt, thank you so much for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Coach. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I look forward to it. Andrew Smith from the New Palestine Radio Network. New Pal, 62-53 winners over Eastern Hancock tonight. Andrew, thanks for the call. Impressive win for the Dragons tonight.
Yeah, really impressive win over an Eastern Hancock team that had three starters returning from a team that was 8 minutes away from going to Gainbridge Fieldhouse last spring. And the Dragons jumped out to a big early lead. They started the game with a 13-2 run. A pair of Ian Stevens dunks and a couple of three-pointers from Blaine Nunnally got it started. And then Eastern Hancock turned up its defense and just slowly got back into the game, trailed by double digits at the end of the first quarter, but it wasn't a big run, but they'd get a couple of baskets here, a couple of baskets there, and Jacob Spaulding and Edric Miller led them back into the game, and they took a 33-31 lead early in the third quarter, but it kind of felt like New Palestine's depth began to assert itself, and New Palestine coach Trent Whitaker made a little change in the fourth quarter. They put Blaine Nunnally, their point guard, in the high post against Eastern Hancock's 2-3 zone, and Blaine basically caught and either took the ball to the basket or dished and ended up scoring 13 of his 23 points in the fourth quarter. And then Ian Stevens as well had six, and Ian Stevens having a tremendous start to the year. He had 24 last week against Richmond, had 21 tonight. He's pretty much a double-double machine, has been the last couple of years. And those two guys really carried New Palestine as they were able to build a 5-point lead and just kept going back and forth between 5 and 7. Every time the Royals would get it to 5, Blaine Nunnally had hit another shot, push it back to 7, and eventually the Dragons pull away to a 62-53 win. And as mentioned, Blaine Nunnally with 23 points, Ian Stevens with 21, and Moses Haynes had a couple of big threes as well to keep the Dragons ahead or put them back ahead in the second and third quarters. And Jacob Spaulding, head coach Aaron Spaulding's son, is an excellent player for Eastern Hancock. He had 4 threes, had 16 points for them. Right. And a good game tonight for the two teams.
Andrew Smith, thanks so much.
With this scoreboard update, I'm James Adams. We've got some more boys basketball scores to get to. Jay County beat Woodlawn 56-51. Jimtown beat Concord 50-48. John Glenn beating Elkhart 58-24. Couts, they took on DeMott Christian and won 52-47. Leo took on Heritage. They beat Heritage 66-39. Linton Stockton 65. Clay City 33. Lagodi beat Wood Memorial 47-29, while Maconaquah beat North Miami 86-38. Madison Grant over West Dell 94-44, and Manchester beat Wawasee 57-55. Looking again at some girls' basketball scores, we've got Greencastle over West Vigo 51-38, Greenwood beating Martinsville 43-20. Hammond Knoll took on Calumet and won 80-15. Hanover Central beat Waiting 49-32, while Homestead beat Carroll Fort Wayne 60-55. Indian Creek beating Owen Valley 76-47, and Indiana Deaf beating Indianapolis Riverside 66-17. And the Pacers taking on the Utah Jazz. Utah is up 124-107, so it looks like it's going to be another loss for the Pacers. But in the Pac-12 championship game, USC down 40-24 to the Utah Utes. For Network Indiana, I'm James Adams.
Welcome back to Indiana Sports Talk, everyone. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. boys high school basketball tonight. Noblesville with an impressive win. 55-47 over Fishers. Noblesville's Scott McClellan joins me. Coach, thanks so much for the call, and congratulations on a good win over a good team tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good win for us. Four and double figures, so that's never a bad thing. Thought we did a pretty good job with arguably one of the best players in the state, and Jalen Harrelson. He finished with 25. You say that. Well, how do you do a good job if this guy at 25? He's a load.
Because he could go for 35.
Right. I mean, he's just a good player and tough matchup for us. But overall, to keep them at 47 obviously is encouraging. And
yeah. Yeah,
another win, so we'll take it and keep trying to focus in on getting better, and it doesn't get any easier with Carmel and Anderson next week.
The joy of being in Hamilton County.
Yes.
So your plan tonight was to what? Did you double? Did you? How did you approach your assignments defensively to hold them down to 47?
Well, I think, everything starts with him and with Harrelson. And we just really talked about trying to crowd him and get
right.
his way. First quarter, I thought we did a pretty good job. He had four. Second quarter, I thought he wore us down. Third quarter, I thought we did a fantastic job on him. Fourth quarter, not bad. He's just such a good player. So, he's going to get a couple points. We talked about that.
Right.
Guys, don't hang your head. He's going to score a couple baskets. He's just that good a player. And then we can't allow Metzger and a couple of their other guys to get going, and we didn't. So, I ultimately think their next guy was six and a couple guys with five or four, and then a couple twos in there. So overall, pretty good, team defense tonight. So that was encouraging. And, when you have four guys in double figures, that's always, helpful. It means we're sharing the ball a little bit. And, they do such a good job of trying to get you to play fast. And get
right.
you kind of
right.
in a frantic pace. And I thought for the most part we played with some poise and some composure through that.
All right. Now, you mentioned you've got a big week. Who do you play next?
We play Carmel on Friday and Anderson on Saturday.
Ooh, yikes. Well, good test for you early, but you learned a lot about your group tonight, and you got that to build on this week.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to enjoy it tonight and, get ready to go and start preparing for Carmel tomorrow and, give the guys a little bit of time to kind of rest up and heal up. And, first double weekend, those are never easy. So we'll find out a lot about us. About our team next week.
He's Scott McClellan, the basketball coach at Noblesville. Noblesville, big solid win over Fishers tonight, 55-47. Scott, thanks so much for your time. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you do the same. And Bob, on behalf of the basketball coaches in the state, thank you for all that you do for us. I mean that. I know we talk about that amongst my buddies and our friends, but it's really neat that you've continued to keep this going and promote high school basketball the way you have.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the kind words more than you can know, Scott. I appreciate what you say. Thank you. Good luck time out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kip Westner, the man himself, the publisher of the incredibly popular, often imitated, never duplicated, Hoosier Basketball Magazine joins me. Hello, Kip.
Hi, Bob. Great day of
all
basketball.
Is right with all is right with the world, brother. Indiana yeah. Sports Talk, and we're back talking about basketball. Not that I don't yeah. like football. I love football. But, you know, I'm a hoopster. that's my life. It's been my life since I was a little kid. And so well, it's always great. And I'm glad you joined me. I love talking to you. You know that.
We're grinding away to have the 53rd annual Hoosier Basketball Magazine. And my goal is to have it before Christmas, but I took some time and saw the mid-state showdown between Martinsville and Greenwood tonight, which wound up being a really good game. Carter Campbell had 17 points for Greenwood, and Brody Staggs had 17 points for Martinsville. The score was tied at 43 in the fourth quarter, and Martinsville went on to a 59-48 victory. Caleb Cheatham had 15 points. He missed all of last season with an injury. And Martinsville starts five seniors. So, you know, as being a coach, when you have five seniors, they have six on their roster, but five seniors that have put in a lot of minutes. And a lot of times they're 2-1 to start the season. And my daughter is a cheerleader, a varsity cheerleader at Martinsville High School. So I'm sure I'm going to see a lot of Kip Staggs group this year. But it was a fun night tonight for sure in the John R. Wooden Gymnasium. Right.
Well, Brody is part of my family. You know that. So you know,
he's been in double figures all three games, and he's done well. He's had a good.
I need to get down and watch him and watch Kip. You know, because they're valued, loved family members. I don't spend enough time with them, and so I promise you, I'm going to come down and watch a game. So. Frantically working
crowd.
On.
Boys girls doubleheader is a good crowd. They had the Pacers dunking group between games on the show too. So it was it was really festive for sure. But I'm back at the office now, and like I say, we're going to have the 53rd annual magazine. I got some messages from around the state. You know, I still have a lot of my guys are going to games. In fact, I got a video of the Logan Imes buzzer beater where Zionsville was able to get past Westfield. And I saw a box score of Peru and Kokomo where Florida Bavunga had 19 points and 12 rebounds in a victory over Peru. And Dale Lawrence was at the Eastern Hancock versus New Palestine game, which New Palestine, I think, came out on top. And
They did.
We still got our guys out and around the state. We're just trying to get a magazine so we can walk those stands like we do.
The great thing about it is you remind me, as if I'm going to forget, but you remind me of how many years I've been married, because my wife and I have been married for 53 years. So it coincides with Gary starting the magazine. I know he didn't do it just for us, but it coincides with our wedding vows back in 1969 when he got this thing started.
It is kind of amazing, you know, 53 years, not just for your marriage, obviously, but the Hoosier Basketball Magazine and the landscape of the way the state for the sport has changed, and to just grind through. Gary Donna, he called it a labor of love, and it truly truly is, as far as I'm concerned as well, too. It's people like it. I get a lot of calls wanting to know, when can I get it, where can I get it, and if anybody wants to pre-order, they can call Hoosier Basketball Magazine at 317-925-8200, send in a payment for $19, and we'll get you on the prepaid subscriber list. So the day we get them from the printer is how we mail out those initial orders. But from all over the state, all over the country, and Gary used to even talk about internationally, people would be wanting to get the Hoosier Basketball Magazine.
All right, can you hang on through this scoreboard update?
Sure, sounds good. Thank you.
I like it. Hoosier Basketball Magazine's Kip Westner and I will come back and talk some more basketball, because it's that time of year. It's December, and we're playing. The magazine will be out, hoping for Christmas. It'll be a great Christmas present, great stuffing, stocking stuffer, so to speak. Easy for me to say. We are back coming up with James Adams and another scoreboard update on Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. What better way to end a good night than to talk to one of our favorites, Brendan King. Hello, Brendan.
Hey, Coach. Good to talk to you. I hope you've had a great Friday.
It's been fun. A lot of talking basketball. It's been fun. All right. So tonight you emceed. Walk me through this situation you were involved in tonight. Sounded like a pretty cool deal.
Oh, an absolute blast, Coach. I had the pleasure and honor of being the guest MC and moderator and Q&A runner, I guess, for a Chicago Cubs charity group. Their name is Club 400. And, Coach, this is truly the coolest Cubs collection I've ever seen. This is a literal normal-looking house on the west side of Chicago, Lake in the Hills, Illinois, an hour and a half drive from my parents' house. I really didn't know what I was getting into, but again, this is for Chicago Cubs charities. There were 100 Cubs fans or so here tonight to come out and meet two guys, Brennan Davis and Cole Franklin. Brennan is the number one Cubs prospect right now. He was with us in 2019, won the championship. Cole Franklin is a top 30 Cubs prospect. He's a right-handed pitcher. He won the championship with us this year, and Cole and Brennan are two of my closest friends in the game. I got to see them tonight and help MC their Q&A session with the fans. They signed some autographs, and this is literally the coolest Cubs collection I've ever seen. It's the ultimate man cave, autographs, pictures. I mean, this is a rite of passage for Cubs players. I mean, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, the entire 2016 World Series team was here after they won. And it is just Cubs everything in this basement and a normal looking house otherwise. But it is really, really fun. And, Coach, you could imagine the 10-year-old Cubs fan was just beaming out of me all night. So it was awesome.
So who owns the house?
It is the director of Club 400, which is, again, a Chicago Cubs charities group. It is his house.
Right.
And he opens it up to hundreds of Cubs fans a year. It's amazing, Coach. Like, if a Cubs fan texts you that they want to come over and enjoy this man cave. Coach, this man cave, it has, like, 12 TVs. Coach, it even has an organ in it. There is an organ that was used at Wrigley Field in the 1990s, and it is still functional.
Right.
It was being played here tonight, so it was awesome.
Yeah. How cool is that? That's almost as much fun as hosting Indiana Sports Talk, to be honest.
Yeah, well, hey, I'll tell you what. The next time I see you, I'm going to show you pictures and some videos I took from this place, and you're not going to believe it. It is it looks like Cooperstown, for heaven's sake, Coach. I mean, dedicated to
I've been to Cooperstown. I went when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And to this day, one of the greatest times of my life. I'm fortunate to have been able to do some cool stuff, but hanging out with my family, it was wonderful. All right, when are you working on this show? Are you ever working again?
I plan to work again, Coach, and I will see you next weekend. I'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow night.
Have a great weekend. He's Brendan King. Thanks, Brendan. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks
to Graham Shear and James Adams. Well done. Thanks so much to our great stations that bring you the show every Friday and Saturday night. And thanks to all of you for making us the most listened to sports talk show in our state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.